This is St. Louis Public Radio. A longtime gallery owner is debuting an exhibition he hopes will draw people from all over the country to see African-American art in St. Louis. Robert Powell has big plans for the annual show of local and national artists sponsored by the Portfolio Gallery nonprofit organization. But the inaugural exhibition, called All Colors, is less ambitious than Powell had envisioned. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Powell about the challenges of the show opening January 13th at the Artists Guild in Clayton and what the public can expect.
The themes in the show will feature people. I think it's going to be a very strong sculpture show, something that you don't often see at many galleries around town.
Initially, you had a budget of $150,000 and hoped to find a lead sponsor that could brand this and make this their own, and that did not happen.
That's correct.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know why. It's probably connections. It's probably Portfolio has not had the high-powered board directors that could make things happen overnight. Our 28 years has always been a journey of expectations, but not always hitting them.
So what is the long-term goal of this exhibition and then also of Portfolio?
Well, the long-term objective is to create an annual exhibit that attracts people in the same vein as they do Art Basel in Florida. How can we get people to come to the Midwest? How can we generate revenue for these small not-for-profits who desperately need help?
You have long advocated for an institutional change in St. Louis, a new sub-district of the St. Louis Zoo Museum District that would be for African-American art and history. What would need to happen in terms of leadership or policy in order to establish that sub-district?
Well, what needs to happen is that it must be placed on the ballot in the city and the county and be approved by a simple majority. The legislation has already passed through Jefferson City. So the objective now is to find a way to spark the flame that will allow that idea to grow. I would certainly hope that that voice is out there, someone who also thinks, you know, that's a good idea. African Americans in America look around and we say, those that I speak with, where is IPI? Where is our skyscraper? We are still building. Back to the art show. It's going to be people who look like me. We tell the story, just like the National Museum. There's a big buzz, and people are saying, wow, I didn't know. No, you don't know because the African American history has been shoved to the side. And I think that the story needs to be told.